If you or a loved one has ever needed blood, you already know how important it is. It's one of those things that we just expect to be there for us. Only a few people actually give blood, yet sooner or later, one of us will need it.
Donate blood Tuesday from 1 till 6 at St. Peter the Fisherman Catholic Church in Mountain Home.
This message is brought to you by Knox Orthopedics, First Arkansas Bail Bonds, Uniform Shop, and Warlow Land Company.
Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal housing lender.
Welcome to halftime here at Panther Arena here on the campus of Cabot High School in Cabot, Arkansas. It is halftime of the girls' title game of the Cabot Pre-Holiday Classic. And it's been all Lady Panthers. They lead 26-13. Cabot only had the one-point lead at the end of the first quarter, but they outscored Mountain Home 18-6 in the second quarter. And I'll tell you what, I'm sure Coach Dale Leonard pulling out all the motivational ploys to get his Lady Bombers to cut into that deficit. Let's go ahead and give you some halftime stats. Leading the way for Mountain Home, 6 points for Anna Grace Foreman, 4 for Kate Gilbert, 2 for Addison Yates, 1 for Peyton Husky. Leah Jackson, Emma Martin, Emily Payne, and Kyra Penn played but did not score. Leading the way for Cabot, 9 for Izzy Arnold, 4 each for Deja Jemerson and Paige Siegler, 3 for Anna Wilson, 2 each for Brooklyn Straisner, Emily Velan, and Jaina Davis. Ashlyn Ball played but did not score. Folks, a lot of free throw shot in this one. Mountain Home only 3 of 9 from the line. And unfortunately, Cabot not doing well either. They are 1 out of 4 from the line. And tell you what, when you get in these games, you've got to hit the free throws. And I'm sure that's something else that Coach Leonard is telling his girls at halftime. Well, in the respective third-place games, in the boys' third-place game, Pulaski Academy defeated BB by the score of 46-41. And then in the girls' third-place game, BB defeated Searcy 45-33. Now, there will not the boys' title game will not be played tonight. Obviously, there's weather concerns, and so obviously, if you're out and about, and I'm not sure what the weather is going on, is what's going on in northern Arkansas, but I know there's a winter weather advisory for the northern half of the state. So wherever you are, hopefully you are safe. If you don't have to get out, don't get out. If at all possible, that winter weather advisory runs until tomorrow morning, I believe, and some areas of north central Arkansas could potentially see 3 to 4 inches of snow. But the boys' title game between Cabot and Searcy has been postponed until Thursday, December the 13th, which obviously the two schools not too far apart, so they can play the game on that Thursday. So just some information for you. I just want to take an opportunity to thank all the wonderful folks here at Panther Arena for their hospitality. I'll tell you what, we've been treated very well. I've been here for the last few days covering games for Mountain Home as well as for BB, and want to thank Brad Hayworth for asking me to do the games here on Classic Hits 101.7. Want to thank Joe, my board op, and the operator doing a great job for the last few days. Appreciate your hard work, and want to say thank you to all of you wonderful sponsors for making these broadcasts possible on Classic Hits 101.7 FM. We're going to go ahead and take another timeout, let you listen to some of those wonderful sponsors. And then when we come back, we're going to wrap up our halftime show as we get you ready to start the second half here in the girls' title game of the Cabot Pre-Holiday Classic here at Panther Arena. It's Cabot 26 and Mountain Home 13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! Even though 38% of the population is able to donate blood, only about 10% of those eligible actually donate blood each year. Those numbers just don't add up. Please donate blood and save lives.
Donate Blood Tuesday from 1 until 6 at St. Peter the Fisherman Catholic Church in Mountain Home.
This message is brought to you by Advanced Auto Body, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Danny Porter, Century 21 Lemack Realty, and Hopper Termite and Pest.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all Bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.